Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of you and your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high-quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Hello, legends, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. I'm Barney. Over here on my left is my fucking good mate, Stiffy. How the fuck are you, bros?
Holy fuck, what a yo-yo. You know what a yo-yo? Yeah, you know what a yo-yo is?
Yeah.
It goes up and it goes down.
Yeah.
Fuck, how 24 hours can fuck with your head sometimes, eh? Like yesterday, fuck yeah, I was way up there. This time today, bit of head noise, bit going on, bit of fucking stress. But you know what? It's the end of the day and I'm with you and we're doing a potty.
And you got to look forward.
So I can already feel myself. Today I've been a grumpy cunt.
You have, mate. I've never actually spoken to you on the phone. I spoke to you a couple times today.
Yep.
I'm just going,
yep.
He sounds flat.
So I'm glad I've gotten into this shed, which is our studio, because I'm already fucking smiling.
You are.
And I'm already giggling, and I haven't done that all day.
I think Snoop Dogg's music, actually, as soon as I've seen that come on, mate, you started to lift. I'll tell you what's going to lift you even more. I'm going to get a beer.
Oh, fucking. You know what? I think I've been waiting for this as well. Oh, yeah. Oh, hello. Yep. Oh, yeah. We're going back to a bit of your mate's Brewing Co.
We are, mate. I fucking spent about 15 minutes in the Star Liquor in Bow Desert here today trying to find something a little bit new and a little bit unique and had to go back to your mate's Brewing. So this one's still a low-carb, full-flavour, Australian-made.
Excellent. And it does say on the back there, the refreshing Queensland beer that helps you savour those cheers, mate, moments.
And look, cheers, so right mate, now, before we crack it,
yep,
cheers.
Cheers. Before we crack it, cheers. Yeah. All right, so I'm cracking. Here we go. Yep. Oh, that was good. That made me happy. Righto.
I'm going to give you an 8.2.
Yeah. I could have done better.
With a plus 5.
Ooh. So 8.7?
Yep. Just to make you smile a little bit more.
Thanks, mate.
No worries, buddy.
Yeah. Feeling the bro co or the bro like. Oh, yeah. Oh. That was a really, I give that one because of the length, it was good. There was a bit of a delay at the start. So you've lost
delayed.
A couple of little points there, but I'm talking not big points. So I'm going to give that. I'm really going to give that an 8.5.
So you beat me by
yeah,
two.
You're only doing that because I've had a cunt of a day.
You have had a cunt of a day. It's a good song, that cunt of a day, too. It's good to see you smiling, mate. So
I fucking need it. I need a smile. And I haven't even had a drink yet, so let me have a drink. Cheers, lads. Yeah. Like, if you're hearing this, I'm glad I've had a cunt of a day today, and now we're doing a potty, and you guys get to hear me laugh because I haven't laughed all day, so it's been fucking great getting in this shed.
Tastes like home.
I'm going to have another skull of that. Anyone that's just cracked a tinny with me, have another drink, please.
out of your head and into your shed.
Imagine someone laying in bed right now at about midnight listening just to our podcast.
Reaching over.
Just reaching over, trying to find a tinny and cracking it with me.
Yeah.
And then I just told them, have another one.
Why not? It's like fucking 2 o'clock in the morning. You're going to work at three. Have another stubby.
Yeah, why not?
I've actually got a really good a can story coming up soon, so we'll get into that a little bit later.
Okay, we're getting into
it. Makes me smile, mate.
Say like your, hang on, before we even get into that, how the fuck are you? Our last episode, of course, we dropped the Don River Dash stuff, so that's all done. That's behind us.
Yeah, so it was only about 3 or 4 days ago when we actually recorded that. So, mate, not a lot's happened, just a lot of work. Struggling myself a bit too to get out of my head and into the shed. I find myself fucking coming home from work and fucking plant myself in front of the TV, and I only feel worse for it, eh? I've actually got to get up and do that little bit extra. I've got to fucking push myself a little bit more.
And do you feel it's because you've had a hard day at work and you've been on your feet all day and you just want to sit down and put your feet up? Or
no, I just think that's my my brain just going, fucking, don't go do anything that's going to upset you. We're just going to plant you here and you're going to be happy.
Now, talking about that, you called me today. But you called me off Bluetooth, not from your truck, not from your car. You're
on the motorbike.
You were on your bike today.
Yeah, because the Land Cruiser broke down.
Again?
Again, yeah. So she's done a power steering pump.
Fuck, Holly, what are you doing?
I don't know. She's just fucking rough on the equipment. It
wasn't Holly's fault, this one.
Oh, look, let's blame Holly.
Okay. Yeah,
it's Holly's fault.
Yeah, right.
So I've had been sort of forced a hand to sort of jump on the bike every day and I love it.
Good.
I fucking love it. I really do enjoy riding the bike. Even in the rain on the way home yesterday, didn't stop to get any wet weather gear out. Just went, fucking wear it.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yep. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to get back on the bike because it took you a while and now you're done. That's good.
Oh, and also, so next Friday, not this Friday coming, Friday week. I'm off to Tenerfield again. With the boys on the bikes.
Good.
So we've organised a bit of a group ride. The boys that was on that bloody fatal ride with Phil. So we're all good. Not all of us. There's a couple that sort of couldn't make this ride. But I think we might be going down to sort of Armidale area. And
So 3 day ride?
Is 3 days. So if they give me Friday off at work, which would be really nice. If not, I'm going to have a sickie. But this potty's going to fucking bite me in the arse.
You sound like you've got a bit of a cough going on.
So 3 day one. So if we do a 3 day one, we'll sort of probably head down to sort of Armidale, and the people from bloody New South Wales will know these highways pretty well. There's the Oxley Highway,
yep,
and there's Thunderbolts Way, so all very accessible from Armidale.
Yes.
So we'll base ourselves at Armidale, probably do one, stay there again the next night, do another one, then come back up and
Good.
And play up around
the coast. Take your wet weather gear. Because it's not going to be raining, but I did open my phone today. And you know when you just, because I had a kind of a day today.
We should tell the listeners
what? No, it's all good. It's just a kind of a day. So I opened my phone once and, you're just sitting there. Like, I think I was having lunch and just Facebook open and then something about the weather. And it's. I think there's some storms coming, but I'm not major storms. Yeah. Just your little afternoon, squazzles or coming across. So
I'm not made out of sugar, so I'm fine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
I'll tell you what though. One thing: when I have grandkids, I cannot wait to take them to the show and get them some fairy floss.
Oh yeah.
And just go, look, here you go, kids. Yeah. Get some of this in there. It's much better if you wash it first.
Oh. I was thinking you're gonna
dump them back now.
Fill them up full of sugar and give them back to mum and dad.
Little faces with a lot of hope, and then wash it under thing, and then the disappointment just drains out of them.
Yeah, it just melts away.
Just like what the fuck? Welcome to adulthood.
I was actually thinking you were gonna say, get the grandkiddies, take them to the show, fill them up full of sugar, Take them on rides, get them like hyperactive,
yeah.
and then take them back to the mum and dad. There you go.
I just want to get them used to disappointment early.
Did you go to the Bowie show?
I did go to the Bowie show. So,
oh, how did Holly go?
Yeah, so
oh, we've spoken about that, haven't we? I think we have.
I don't think we actually spoke about how
no,
she
we
went,
haven't. No, yes, we haven't. No,
I
we
don't
haven't.
I think she, yeah, she got a couple of placings. So she's taking a new horse, Cash, which he eats pretty much. They nay, I pay. Just
greenbacks, yeah. like green hay, greenbacks. Yeah.
They love it. But no, they had a good time. So we went to the Friday night session, which was the rodeo.
Yeah.
They brought out the little jet car, but they didn't start it or anything like that. So we sat there and had the fireworks. The fireworks were great. Yep. Caught up with a few good blokes and that again too. So that was good to catch up. I ate a Dagwood dog.
I did see a couple of stickers getting put around.
Yeah, there is a couple of stickers at Bowie's show. Shout out to Noah. Thanks for that one, mate.
Yeah.
So I've got another 200 coming too. So
oh, super.
We're going to get fucking blasted. But yeah, no, the show was good. Mm-hmm. Couldn't go to the Saturday night because I had to go work on Saturday afternoon, which turned into Saturday night.
Yep.
But anyway, long story short, great event. Lots of people, great weather. Yeah.
Good.
Congratulations to everyone that competed into it or put some input into it. How'd your mum go with the
crafts? She got a few seconds and a few encouragements and things like that. Yeah, so she did good. Yeah.
And I think, like we said, unless people are actually sort of contributing to the show, it sort of everything dives off. I even went through the halls, had a bit of a look around, and was pretty impressed.
Was there a lot going on with? Did you go? No, you went Friday. Did you go to Friday night? They would have had the wood chopping.
Nah, there wasn't. Wasn't in the main arena.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a
might be a different arena.
Or maybe, maybe I'm just off my fucking head at the moment. That's mate, probably that's probably
I can understand why. So, but other than that, mate, just work. Obviously trying to better myself. Got to get out of the fucking house and into the shed a bit more.
Yep.
So using my own words, but that'll happen.
So, in your shed, how's the daddo going?
Mm. Is that that's what the is thing. That? So yeah. So I actually done the first bit of work on that for like I reckon months. But I've been busy, like we've been Fraser, been fucking Gundy. And
a lot
shit
of
like
adventures,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pulled the hood lining out, pulled the and put some insulation in underneath the roof.
Yeah.
Waiting on parts again for like bloody interior lights and bits and pieces. So you just got to get a little bit more into it.
Good. Yep, and you will.
Mm.
Yeah. Make it happen.
Kick my ass.
Not this weekend, you're going riding.
No, not this weekend.
Oh, next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend. This weekend should be just daddo stuff. So fucking stuck right into it.
Just a bit of a bonus hit. I'm going to Fraser on Friday. Well, I should be. With what happened today, if everything goes well, I should still be going to Fraser on Friday morning. Yep.
You got to go.
I know I got to go.
You got
to
go.
Because I've been looking forward to it all fucking year.
Yeah, you've been talking about it for a while.
So, got to go. Got to go. I'll make it go. Gotta go. And I'm going to do me three loops around the roundabout because that's my tradition.
Yeah. Well, when you're doing that, so what's the tide times looking for?
It is a 9 o'clock low tide.
9 o'clock I don't need to. And is it what sort of what low tide? What?
0.8 maybe. No. Sorry, I fucked if I know.
So it's favourable.
It's good. Yeah. It's good. The high tide at 4 o'clock is only a little high tide. So. Yeah, anyway. Yep, should be good.
Where are you going? What's your points? Where are you going? Are you gonna
I'm just going to...
Eli?
Nah, Eli and Mahino.
Yep.
But realistically, I think I'm just going to concentrate up the top end around Orchid.
Yep.
Maybe get up to the Cape. Champagne Pools.
Yep.
It's a bugger you can't walk up Indian Heads anymore.
I didn't know you weren't allowed to.
I don't think you can. I'll find out.
You'll find out.
I'll fucking find out. I'm pretty sure you can't. Someone told me that. You can't walk up there.
You could always just dress up as like someone that's supposed to be there, like probably a ranger or something like that.
Or a bush. Just dress up as a tree.
Bush, yeah. Just walk
waddle
up.
My way up. I'm pretty sure you can't walk up there. But I will come back to you.
I know you can't fish at a certain time of the
year. Yeah, that's August. That's July and August.
That's Wadi, isn't it?
500 metres north of Wadi and to 500 metres south of India. Yeah. Yeah, but from the 1st of September.
I'll get back to me on that, sir.
Yeah, I will. I thought, anyway, if I can walk up to the top of Indian, which I don't think I can, but if I can, I'm going to do it because it's a fucking beautiful view up there.
Yep.
Yep. You can see a long way out. Otherwise, might go up to the lighthouse. It's been decades. I've been there a couple of times, but it's been decades.
I went up there last time.
So, should be good.
It's a bit of a walk.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's got uphill. Only one way, though.
Exactly.
Uphill one way, so.
Downhill the other.
It's fucking steep, too.
So that's a little bit about me. I'm getting out of my head. It's good. I fucking love catching up with you because it just gets me out of my fucking head.
That's good, mate, because you weren't in a fucking very good place this morning when I spoke to you.
Even to 5 o'clock this afternoon.
No, I thought, we're not going to do this now.
I think you've got it.
Now I'm going to be sad.
I think this just shows me that when you are fucking cranky for any whatever reason, just get into your shed.
Yep.
That's where I do some of my good work.
Absolutely.
Buddy, I reckon I've got a couple of rants this episode.
Go for it.
Have you got things to go first?
Oh, look. Let's do
the rants later.
Yeah, we'll do the rants later because I've got a couple of things back off the Don River Bash. So a shout out to Ian Baker from RSL Remus Rover Off-Road Racing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This gentleman, it's giving me goosebumps. I fucking got the goosebumps, mate. Yep. What he is doing for veterans and return servicemen is getting them literally out of their heads and into racing. So, and like he's got, I think he said a few fractured vertebrae and stuff like that. So a lot of them, a lot of the questions and answers that they ask is, can I do it with injuries and shit like that? But it's not just that. It's like prepping the cars and... But just getting them involved into this. And it would be great to actually have a yarn to him. I think he's based in Ayr or somewhere like that. So.
Oh, yeah, okay. Up the top end. Yep.
But, go and have a look at his Facebook page. It's Remus Rover, off-road racing. But, doing some great things for veterans that are injured.
Yeah, good. Excellent. So they can come work on the car. They can come away racing with him on the weekends.
He was up at the Don. So
So
you see he's got the Poppy and I think he's got a couple of cars in there actually. So I think, I should have done a bit more research. I'm sorry about that, Ian, but we'll definitely talk more about this. But this is exactly what we're trying to promote is get out of your head and get into your shed
fucking
and get
these people that
deserve more and should be treated better.
Yeah, excellent. That sounds like
Ian's doing. I think two of them actually got, everyone gets together, so there might be, I think, like 13 or 14, and then two of them actually get to race in the Don.
Oh, gotcha.
So how good would that be?
That's amazing.
Crazy.
Yep. If you put the hard work in, the reward is you get to go racing.
Yep. And I've been rewarded too this week, actually. So.
Have you?
Yep. So on the way home from a particularly hard day at work, I think it might have been Monday.
It sounds like a particular hard. Yep.
Yeah. It was quite hard. It was a hard day, and I was on the bike, so I can't sort of stop and get beers or anything like that. So let's ring the missus up. Nat, can you get me some beers on the way home? She's already halfway home.
Yep.
So 10, 15 minutes, turns around, goes back, brings me from the bottle shop. What would you like, darling? You know my go-to. They have them in cubes now. She says, would you like a cube? I just said, let's give me a 10-pack. That'll do me for the night. So she comes home with a cube. I ride down to the shed. She walks out of the shed with a bag of horse feed under one arm.
Yep.
A can of Canadian Club in the other one.
Yep.
One hand crack.
Oh, Nat.
One hand cracked.
Is this something she's always...
No, I've never seen her do it. I was shocked as fuck. Like, it was...
Holy...
Yeah.
Look out, Nat.
But then, handed it to me.
Yep.
Took it off me. I'm going, oh. Like, it was like a bagel. I'm all sad now. Turns it around so the mouth's open up towards me and gives it to me. I'm going, I fucking made it. Life does not get any better than that.
No. Like, it's the small things, isn't it?
It's fucking very small things.
It's so good.
Where did you learn that? Where did you learn that?
Like,
what the fuck? You've been hiding this for fucking 24 years?
I did see only a couple of weeks ago that like an Instagram reel, someone's doing that, like the one-handed crack. There's like a cowboy out west or something, like a cow cocky. And he does the one-hand crack, so maybe she's seen that.
She didn't see it, so I quizzed her. I said, "What? Where? How? Why?
Was it just because she had the hay under one arm?
She had like a bag of feed under one arm and another one, and she just got it, and she just went like that and give it to me. So, like, if I give that to you, the mouthpiece is around the wrong way, yeah?
Yes.
So the one-hand crack, and then she's taking it back
to me. Oh, she's gone,
turned it around and fucking handed it back, and I'm just going.
Well done.
That's living, Barry. That is that fucking is living,
so
mate.
Good.
So yeah, fucking shout out to Nat.
Yeah.
Where you learned from. I actually need to start trying to do it. She might outdo me.
She might need to call in and give us some tips on how to do the one-handed crack.
I don't think she thought about it. I think she just did it.
Maybe that's the tip. Don't think about it. Just go and fucking do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
So,
that's so good.
Yeah, so that was, that was the highlight of my week, actually.
Fuck, well, how about a shout-out to our listeners? Ring in with your, is it your cracking ability? Like, as in how you do a one-handed crack? Or do you have something unique, like how you can crack a whip or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, I've always got to share. I always want to shout out to our listeners because there's so many obvious. If you've got something unique that you can do, maybe it's
show us, mate. It could be just as simple as a one hand crack.
Correct. Yeah, but do a voice recording so we can hear you do it.
Mm.
Maybe, and so your voice recorder on your phone. Everyone's got one. Just record yourself doing it. And you know what? If you don't like the recording how it sounded. Then just do it again.
Delete it. And that email is theladspoddy, PODDY, at gmail.com.
Correct. Yes.
Fucking send it in.
So, I want to hear from our listeners. Like, our podcast is growing, the Lads Podcast. So, if you're listening to me right now saying, give us a call in, I'm talking to you right now. Your name, Chris, Barry, Dave, Scott, whatever. Just give us a call.
What was that old fella's name, the grandpa? Grandpa
Pesci.
Pesci. Yeah,
he's grandpa called Pesci. In. I've got one.
Have you?
Yes. You know how...
I'll tell you what. Let's fucking have a listen to these.
All right. Blokes. So he was on an episode, it might be about 10 episodes ago, and he has got a cracking, he's just good. He's really good.
He's got a way with words, that's for sure.
He has. So we asked him to... come back to us about the chocolate starfish and, the licking of the...
Yeah, we've done that one, but we've listened to that, haven't we?
Yeah, but we asked him to just come back to us if he could go out and ask some people, because we were a bit busy and we wanted to hear it from his end on on his thoughts about that. So anyway, this is his spiel. Now, it goes for about 3 minutes and I'll just press play in a sec.
Hello, Starnie and Biffy. How's your mother's chooks? Grandpa Pesci calling again via email on the Round the World interweb.
Hello, Pesci.
I thought I'd give you an update on my previous phone call.
Yes, please.
I took your advice and went down to the local discotheque and asked the youngins directly about that there fart box fellatio fetish.
That's it? That's what we asked him to.
First person I saw was this young lass. So I went up and asked her if she liked a little tongue dalliance on the dut-dut. No answers, but... long story short, I'm out of hospital now and am expected to make a full recovery, though the quacks aren't sure how long it'll take for me testicles to come back down.
Oh.
As they said, dead men don't fall out of windows. I'm not overly worried about it. When you get to my age, things start stretching, and without the extra weight in my nutsack, I can wear shorts again without worrying the hairy avocado will slip out. I've lost myself a great deal of skin and busted a few good fishing chairs over the years by jumping up when a fish was on without first checking to see if there was any low-hanging fruit between the slats.
Yeah.
Bastards have slipped through without you knowing, but if you jump up in a hurry, they instantly become fucking anchor bolts. So, one less problem there, I guess. It has caused me a bit of grief, though. The grandkiddies have talked me into having a go at dating again and suggested I had something called a back sack and crack wax because that's what the cool kids do these days.
Oh, no, don't do it.
The back wax was a bit of a bastard and I don't want to talk about the crack wax, fucking arsehole grandkids. But the sack wax, fuck me.
Ooh.
When I rolled out the empty shag bag, the beauticians near shat themselves. They ended up having to put the wax on with a paint roller and use a bed sheet. And when they ripped the sheet off, the old agate handbag stretched out like a ship's sail and snapped back that hard, it flattened out my ass cheeks and left a sack-shaped bruise on my forehead. I now have a back crack instead of an ass crack. I fair dinkum look like I've had a nasty cheese grating accident. The worst part is the bloody hospital has said they won't give me bollock bag and nip and tuck under Medicare. Bloody thing looks like a goddamn giraffe's tongue. I even suggested they could use the excess skin to rebuild me ass cheeks. Just sew them on and fill them full of expanding foam or something. Seems pretty straightforward to me, but apparently it's not on. Fucking world's going to hell in a handbasket. Anyway, I can't sit around talking to you blokes all day. My daughter has bought me one of those there e-phone, nose phone, fucking iPhones, whatever they're called. And the grandkiddies have been messaging me by texters saying they set me up with a Tinder account. And I need to explain to the dropkicks I don't have a wood fire. Take care, lads. Yours sincerely, Grandpa Pesci.
Well done, Grandpa Pesci.
That's,
well, I'm glad you made it out of hospital.
Mate.
It's bad that you went to
got his nutsack waxed.
He said something about a giraffe's tongue.
Sale. Oh, the giraffe's tongue. Yeah, it looked like a giraffe's tongue. That's, yeah.
Holy fuck.
There's
I'll tell you what.
There's a fair bit to unpack to that.
There's a lot going on. And Grandpa Pesci, you have just fucking nailed it again, dude. Yep.
Mate, fucking where you're from anyway? Fucking let us know where you're from.
Yeah.
I'm saying probably it sounds like a South Australian.
I don't even think he's Aussie. Oh, he's Aussie, but I don't think he was calling from. Nah, he's definitely Australian. But it just sounded like there was, I don't know.
And must have a hairy back too, because I do not have a hairy back. Like,
I got no hair.
Sack and crack. Yeah, you are hairless. You are like a fucking, you're like a dorper sheep.
I'm like a
dorper.
A dorper?
Yeah, dorper sheep have wool that just falls out. So.
Ah, yeah, but they get wool. I get, anyway. Get
nothing. Actually, we should, November's coming up too, so we should do a Movember.
Oh, well, you should have asked me in March to start growing a middle of September.
We'll have a fucking mow off.
Fuck, I need to start a mow in Movember in, March.
Yeah.
A March mow.
March mow. I fucking hate shaving anyway.
Yeah, I don't.
But my wife doesn't like beards, so yeah, I have to shave.
I don't mind a little bit of stubble, but anyway, it's.
But yeah, thanks for that, Grandpa Pesci. Oh. Fucking ring and let us know where you're from.
He's not letting any of his secrets out. You know, so. I like that.
If you've actually got a Tinder account and you actually see him on there, give us a shout out.
Well, maybe he's not Grandpa Pesci on Tinder. Maybe it's like an acronym.
Just Pesci.
Oh,
just Pesci.
Pesci. Pesci.
And you should be able to identify him because he's got a fucking a sail for a nutsack.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And he's got the best looking sack. Oh, did he get a crack sack? A crack wax.
He
did, didn't he? So he's got the cleanest wax.
I could not imagine someone fucking hammering a bit of wax around my doot.
Dude, I think it would. Oh, I think it would hurt
just
a lot.
Just someone fucking around there anyway. Like, just go, what are you supposed to be doing? Just what do you do? Read a book or do you?
Well, that's the thing. Like, with wax, you've got to pull it off real quick, yeah? Like, you got to rip it off so that every bit of hair comes off in one hit and it's kind of like.
You'd have to be like ripping the band-aid off. Octopus, like, to spread the cheek to get the wax in. What are you using? Your elbows or do you have a tool there that fucking spreads the cheek or.
Would you be on your hands and knees or bending over? Like, what position? You're not going to be laying on your belly because then your bum's
There's no point sending a challenge out for you to go get your doot waxed or anything because you fucking have no hair on your ass.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do it, but I'm just trying to think, how do you get your doot waxed, as in your asshole? Ooh, your asshole waxed?
Asshole.
Would be certainly not laying down on your belly because your bum sort of closes up, your cheeks sort of. You need to have your cheeks open.
Yeah.
So.
There must be a tool. Or they train octopuses.
Maybe you do the froggy squat with a mirror and you can do your own arsehole. You know, if you're doing the froggy squat.
Fucking. You're going to drop wax all over the mirror, mate.
Yeah, well,
what the fuck are you thinking?
I don't know. Just at least your arsehole's right out there. Anyway, that's enough about arseholes.
Shout out.
Thanks, Pesci. Grandpa Pesci.
Tell us your waxing stories.
Oh, dude. Have you ever done any wax, like eyebrows or arms or like anything? Mm. Have you had a...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Wax off.
I've actually had a Brazilian. Manzian.
Tell me.
Yeah. So when I went to go get the, cut, because I used to be an orderly at the hospital, so I didn't want some other bloke fucking shearing me and all the rest of it like I'd done, so I thought I'll fucking go and get the wax myself and give it a go.
Just dip the wheels in the pot?
Well, it was, it's not quite that easy, but yeah, it's fucking, it's fucking hard work.
Oh.
It's painful work.
Yeah.
And it looked like, it looked like I had the mange.
Why don't you just shave him?
Because he gets itchy.
Oh, okay.
So I thought, fuck, I'll give it, wax off. So I did ask the wife to come finish it off. She went, fucking hell no. So yeah,
not going anywhere near that, eh?
So I had to sort of go in there, look like I had fucking leprosy.
Oh, I would have thought she would enjoy inflicting a bit of pain on the old nuts.
Nah, she wouldn't be into it. So, yeah, that was my waxing story.
Holy dilly. Yeah. Well, that's a little bit about waxing. I've never done, I don't think I've ever done it. I'm trying. No.
Moving on.
Yeah, let's. All right. I think this is a rant. Let's play it. Here we go.
Hey, Steffi. Hey, Barney. It's Cordy's neighbour here. I got a rant, and it's all about chicks' eyelashes. What the fuck is with chicks' eyelashes?
Some
of them are that friggin' big, they dead set get home 2 minutes before they do. It's just ridiculous. They're that friggin' enormous. Yeah. Yeah. They need their own postcode and it looks fucking ridiculous.
Yep.
Anyway, boys, that's my rant. Ring its neck. Good job. Catch us later.
That was
what did he say his name was?
That was Coity's next door neighbour.
Coity's next door neighbour. Fucking hello, Coity's next door neighbour. And I agree with you, mate. You know what they call those bloody eyelashes?
What? No. What?
Cumbrellas. That's what they call them. Fucking right, look it up. Cumbrellas.
Keep the bloody out of the eye.
Yeah, dripping out of the eyeball.
Fuck yeah. There is some that just look out of fucking control.
And look, there's some there that look fucking really nice too.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But fuck me, when you see someone that's either just got them done or they go OTT, fucking over the top.
So they reckon it's actually addictive. So they start out with this, say, let's go a grade one fucking cumbrella.
Right.
They're probably not called cumbrellas then. It's just a grade one.
Cumbrella.
Grade one. So then they go to grade one and then they sort of get used to that look and then they want bigger.
Right.
And they want bigger and they want bigger and bigger.
And they go darker too. As they go bigger, they go darker. Mm. So it makes your whole head look fucked up.
Yeah. Looks like a doll.
Yeah. When it gets... I do like lashes, but when it gets to a point where they are... You look at someone and you're just like, hang on a sec. Are you taking the fucking piss or what?
Oh, fucking now we're going into the beauty thing. The fucking lips.
Yeah. Don't you just want to fucking punch them?
I was going to say, just a little pinprick.
They'd fucking leak out.
Yeah.
They would just...
I fucking seen one on Instagram the other day. It was this bloke, he's taking the piss out of these Sheilas doing their poses and stuff. And this fucker's got two Woolworths sausages.
Oh.
Fucking moulded them in, mate. And it fucking, I actually, it looked better.
Yeah.
It looked better.
Oh, dude.
So
yeah,
I just don't know. But apparently it's, so I've done a bit of research on this fucking lip thing. So apparently when a woman's lips are plump and bright red, it means they're ready to mate.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Mm.
Is that why they wear lipstick all the time?
Prove me wrong. Well, no. I don't know. I don't know. But apparently that's it, and that's what they're going for.
Did you say bright pink or red? Or
yeah, bright red. It's bright like red. There's more blood involved, and it's a little bit swollen. And
you can tell when they've done their lips. Like, there, their lips are swollen. But also behind their lips where their fucking mo would be. You know what I mean? Like, it's all like cellulite he's looking. Like, you know how it's like their skin gets bubbly?
Yep.
Or bumpily?
Yep.
It's like, fucking have a look at yourself.
He's beautiful enough as it is. You don't need to change
that's
anything.
That's what I'm trying to say here is...
We love you as you are.
Don't do that shit, as in lips.
Yeah.
Like, some people get some fillers in around the eyes and up in the forehead for... Some actually help with migraines. But it doesn't actually... like, your lips, you can just tell, right?
Yeah.
But up in... Some people up in the forehead area or around the eyes actually can be a medical benefit. Or I could be milking that.
Could be just pulling that out of your ass.
But the lips that we're talking about, holy fuck, man.
I don't think I'd like my missus to get the one on
Should
the
we do our too. Lips one day?
No, fuck no.
Why not?
Actually, you get Botox in your forehead. But I won't be able to tell if you're happy, sad or fucking mad.
Well, that's the thing.
It's just like...
Because I reckon I got a lot of wrinkles up there because I fucking do the old angry look all the time.
Angry bird. You're the least most angry person I know.
Oh, dude. Well, yes and no. Well, I don't think I get angry. I get frustrated. I think everyone gets frustrated. Today, I was like a cunt of a mood today.
Yeah, you were in a cunt of a mood. You're coming out of it, though. I'll tell you what's going to help with this. I'm out of beer.
So am I.
I'm getting another beer.
Fucking oath you are. Let's crack that fucking fridge door again. Because we know what's in there. Oh, yeah. Oh, hang on a second. What have we got going on here? Just another freshie. That's good. I like it. Do you like how they come in those save the dolphin tops? Because they're not... They you can carry them easier, can't you? Here we go. Barney's back on board.
Oh, fuck, that was a big walk.
That was... yeah. Oh, then the cold too. Oh, and shout out to the new bar fridge. We're going to have to sticker it up.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, I've actually got a sticker in my pocket.
We've got a brand new. We got two fridges in the studio here, and Barney just had to go to the second fridge. But it's a brand newie. She's a Daventi.
The door still fucking squeaks.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but that's the old fridge.
Yeah, but on this one, it still squeaks too.
Yeah.
I can't get the sticker undone.
Yeah, no, we'll do it later.
Do it, Lauren. Let's enjoy this beer.
Oh, I better crack it. Hang on. I just squirted it on myself again. Holy fuck, you went hard.
Yeah.
That was a solid.
I want to beat you on this one. So
I'm going to give you an 8.8.
8.8. So I'm going to give you an 8.5. That makes us even for the day.
There we go. Solid.
It's even.
Solid. Now, you put a lot of wrist work into that one.
I did.
Oh, you didn't do the one-handed fucking flick.
Fuck it. I'll drink another one and I'm going to do it. Right. I'm actually going to try a couple of these one-handers.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I can do it as good as Nat.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear our listeners call in with some one-handed flicks.
Yeah, well, I've got to get Benno really on. So Benno, he reckons he can definitely outcrack me. And he's also going to be a good one. Yeah, don't know it yet. But when you listen, Benno, I want to get you on probably after the Flathead Classic.
Oh, yeah.
And talk a bit about that.
Fucking
oath. And also the lure development that he's sort of...
Oh, keen so, as.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get him
so on. That's down the Gold Coast pretty soon. Is it school holiday?
27th?
September, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. It's
this month, but it's during the week.
Yeah, it's Monday to Friday or something. Really, or Tuesday to Thursday or something.
I'd love to have sort of entered in it and beat him. So.
Yep. No, we'll get him on because that'd be a really good yarn.
Yeah,
really good chat.
It's his wife's birthday tonight. Shout out to Shannon. Happy birthday to you. I rang you today to sing your happy birthday, but you didn't answer. So I'll speak to Benno on the way home.
Yeah, definitely. All right, how about we move on to another one?
Do it.
Righto. Let's see what this one is.
G'day, Barney and Stiffy the Bot here.
Hey, Bot.
Hey, Bot.
Enjoyed your rant, Steve, about Suri. And I'll tell you a bit of a story that happened to me the other week with a colleague in the car, but I better just crack this first. Oh,
Fuck, that was good.
He's getting an 8 for that.
Yeah.
8.2.
Yeah, that's solid. Solid.
Anyway, we're driving along and we're a bit late for an appointment. And Davey and I are trying to message Rich through my Suri on the dash, and she just kept fucking it up, the stupid mole, getting it wrong every time. And I got a bit heated and actually said, "You fucking bitch." And she's quickly typed that into the message to my work colleague, and my mate in the passenger seat's just hit send. So then I've had this awkward phone call to ring him and say, "Actually, that fucking bitch wasn't meant for you, it's meant for Suri."
If you haven't got a mate like that,
yep,
you don't have mates.
Yeah, correct.
That's what we do.
Like, I went to Riverfire the other night and we're running a bit late. So we were using the Siri in the car to say, "Yeah, we're just leaving now, rah, rah, rah." And, we were just leaving, but we sort of mentioned that we were probably further up the road than we were. And so I just sort of said, "Oh, bullshit, rah, rah, rah," all that sort of stuff. And, yeah, anyway, the person we're sending it to was texting back saying, "What the fuck is all this jargon that's coming through?" Because Siri just got it all fucking confused.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a confused girl. Like, she's got a bit going on. Like, oh, how many people is she going to speak to in a day?
That's it.
Mm.
She's still ticking. She's still speaking to me through my, I listen to her all day.
Oh, she frustrates the shit out of me. Like, when I'm riding on the motorbike, got the Bluetooth on and sort of, I'll go, "Hey, Siri, ring Stiffy."
Yep. Oh, it just did it.
No, it's ringing Steven Star Mobile. I'm going to fucking cancel that. What, we got it, you dopey fuck. Sorry.
Yes. So don't say it. It'll just happen again. "Hey, Siri."
You can get onto my Siri, though. That's the problem. But yeah, it just kept on coming up, and it just frustrates the shit out of me when it doesn't work.
Because I got an AirPod in my ear. If I get a text message right, it'll tell me who it's from and what the text message says, and I can like multitasking. I'm not the best with multitasking, but if I've got a customer in the shop or the phone rings, I'll just use my other ear to answer the phone and start talking. So normally, when Siri gives you the voice message, who it's from and what it is, she waits for a response. So if I'm talking to someone while she says that, then she starts putting that down in text, and I'm just like, "Oh, fuck, Siri's listening to me." So you got to take it out of you. It's like, no.
Stop it.
So you got to take the AirPod out of your ear so she doesn't fucking send some stupid fucking answer.
Yeah.
So it's good, but it's bad, but it's good, but it's good, but it's bad, but it's bad, but it's good, but it's good.
It's good when it's good, and it's bad when it's bad.
Yeah, it's good when it's good, and it's bad when it's not good.
Yeah.
When it's not
and good. Always do just send the thumbs up emoji. But she doesn't send a thumbs up emoji. She just types it out, thumbs up emoji.
Isn't that?
And I'll leave it.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna yet to do that. I should probably do that.
Yeah, give it a go.
I would have thought she'd send the thumbs up emoji. No,
she doesn't.
Well, that's a bit weird of her.
But thanks for that bot.
Yeah. I think,
mate, good crack. I'll tell you what, our crack bot. He's cracked a few tins in his day, I reckon.
Definitely. We've got a mutual friend, you and I, who have sent me an email. Liam.
Nice. Hello, Liam.
Shout out, Liam. I need to go to that email. Here it is. And Liam's sent, "Hey, enjoying the potty, you pair of fucking lunatics."
That's us.
Yeah. "A bit like you guys, I really get something from a good old life lesson quotes. If you're after a good one, here's one. Here's a good one that resonates with me anyway. Hopefully the link fucking works. Ha ha." All right, let's go check it out. I'm just going to go to the link, and here we go.
"Dreams without goals."
Oh, shut it again. Here we go.
"Dreams without goals are just dreams.
Come on.
And ultimately, they fuel disappointment."
Exactly.
"On the road to achieving your dreams, you must apply discipline.
Discipline, come
but
on.
More importantly, consistency. Because without commitment, you'll never start. But without consistency, you'll never finish."
Hey, yeah. That is a fucking cracking one.
Yeah.
And Liam's just put on the end of that email a bit that resonates with him. "The best part, without commitment, you never start. Without consistency, you never finish." So that's just bang on. So
I'm going to say something now. It's like today, like I'm going fucking after your day today and going, oh, he's probably not going to want to fucking do a potty today. Fucking. But nah, you fucking signed up. You fucking went, nah, we're doing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're doing it no matter what. And like.
Yeah, definitely.
Just to see your look from the car to here to the earphones on, the mic on, and I think the Snoop Dogg song come on.
The start. Yep.
It was the fucking.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It really was.
And that's the thing, you've got to do it.
I think as soon as I put the headphones on and we started the intro song, it just...
Yep.
It instantly got out of
it. And it is.
Head.
And dreams are... Well, everyone has dreams.
100%.
If you can't make them happen...
Yep.
Yeah, and to make them happen,
and even
it's hard work.
The consistency part of if you're hitting roadblocks along the way, if you don't keep that consistency, then you'll never get to the end as well. So, Liam just signed off with kick up. My fucking words aren't working. He just said, "Keep up the good work, lads." So, cheers,
good
Liam.
On you, mate. Thanks for that. Appreciate the email in.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's hear your voice next time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
A little fucking. Crack of a tin too, mate.
100%. What's he drinks Northerns? No. I think he drinks anything.
Yeah, beer.
Yeah, beer.
Yeah, beer.
The wet stuff. Right. Cheers, Liam. That was great. Righto. So I think I got one more, but I think it's a double up because I think
it's been a few weeks since we've actually
done a rant line. So I need to go back to my here we go. So back into rants. Yeah, so I've got another one, I think, from Bot. I think.
Press play.
Hey, g'day, Stiffy and Barney.
That's
the bot here.
Yeah, it's the bot.
Got a
story for you about a road trip I was doing. I was heading up to Gladstone, but I better just get this hazy into me. Hang on.
Ooh. He's a good crack. Fuck, he knows how to crack.
Can we get him on?
Oh, that's better.
Get him on.
Anyway, I was heading up to Gladstone and heading north. And on the southbound side of the highway was this, like a flash sort of like V8 Commodore getting pulled onto the back of a tray truck. And there was this young blonde girl. Next thing, she's running out on the highway, waving her arms and everything. And I pull over and I think it was like a damsel in distress or something. And she says, she's talking a million miles an hour and saying how her car's broken down, the piece of shit. I've only just bought it. I've got to get back to the Gold Coast. I've got to fly to Sydney. Can you give me a lift? And I said, yeah, I can give you a lift, but I'm heading north. She's like, no, that's okay. I've got friends driving down from Rocky. They're going to pick me up and drive me to the Gold Coast. I'm like, oh, right, eh? So she hops in the car and she's just going on and on and on. And she's about, probably 21 or something. I'm like, that's a fair chunk of car for a 21-year-old. And then she mentioned how she also had a new Land Cruiser. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. Anyway, I started, probed a couple of questions, like, what does she do? And she didn't really answer me. And anyway, we're driving along a bit and then her phone rings again, but this one was a different call, obviously, and she goes straight into character.
Oh.
She totally changed and I'm like looking at her going, what the fuck? She hangs up and she looks over at me and says, I'm a high-class hooker. Oh. I'm $200 an hour and I love what I do. And I'm sitting there going, holy shit. So... What else could I say that other than, I'm a fucking good driver, I'm $250 an hour, you better think of how you can make up the difference.
I was not expecting that. I was sort of, I was reading down a different line here and I'm going, yeah, no, that's fucking gold.
I'm $250 an hour. Yeah. How are you going to make up the... Oh, God.
Bot from Bundy. Not only does he have a good crack, but that's a fucking good yarn. Fucking keep him coming.
Holy fuck. Have you ever picked up a hitchhiker?
I have.
Have you?
Yep.
On the bike?
No, in the truck, actually. So yeah. At, where was it? It was the Leyland Brothers, where the big fucking...
Oh. Leyland Brothers.
Oh, it, remember where they done the big Ayers Rock thing? Down... It's in between Sydney and and Brisbane somewhere. But yeah, there was so this car pulled up and had an argument with this buddy. This young Sheila was in there and she was quite distressed.
Yep.
And she, it was like 11 o'clock at night and I was just, I had my half an hour break and I was going along the road again and he kicked her out. So it was obviously he'd wanted something from her. And So I went, look, fucking here, take a photo of the number plate or fucking do something like that. But said, I can't leave you there. But yeah, took her to Byron Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she was from Iran.
Oh.
Yeah. And the happiest person I reckon I've met in a long time.
Yeah, right.
She was just said.
So was she backpacking or something?
She used to go to school with bombs in that dropped around her. So she said, we come here.
Fuck.
And this is, just a complete different fucking lifestyle.
Yeah, oh, it would be. Yeah, fucking
so
oh.
She was just, for this bloke to sort of,
Yeah, right.
I just couldn't leave. So that was the one and only backpacker I've ever picked
up. The only one and only.
The one and only, sir.
I don't think I've ever picked anyone up. It's not ringing to my bell.
Yep.
Not ringing to my bell. I don't think I have. But heard some cracking stories about backpackers. Backpackers, fuck me. Hitchhikers.
Hitchhikers.
Yeah. I've seen a plenty and then just go, and you know what? Most of them are your fucking seedy guys that have got the Winnie fucking blues under one sleeve.
Or they've got a good looking woman out there backpacking, like hitchhiking.
Oh.
And then they run out of the bush when you stop and pick
them up. Yeah, no, I only see those seedy stories. Looking guys. I'm just like, nah, bruh.
Speaking of seedy looking people, so on last Friday, I got the pleasure to work next door to the Needle Exchange. In Brisbane. Fuck, mate.
I haven't seen this, but is this just like a yellow door you walk through or is it like, is it called the Needle Exchange?
It's actually just the Needle Exchange.
Fuck, okay, right.
But it's a bit going on.
Oh, dude.
Mate, prime fucking people watching.
Oh, I was going to say.
I was actually on the roof for quite a bit of it, but I come down at lunchtime and just the walk for lunch.
Yeah,
like it was coming back, and the boys deliberately walked around the back, and I went, "Oh no, I can fucking see, I can see some shit going on here."
Oh.
I'm fucking straight up the guts of it. And this Sheila had both the shoes off, and she was measuring her fucking shoelaces, like it was a race. Like it was not only she was measuring them, like she's pulling them and it's like fucking one was a little bit further and so she'd pull this one, she'd look at the back and she'd fucking pull the other one and it was just like it was never going to end. Like it was, they were never going to be even because she just kept on fucking yanking one further and forward and she had a lot going on.
Fuck yeah, she's got a bit going on up there.
She had a bit going on. So I sat there and had lunch and sort of watched that for a little bit. And I'm not proud of it, but that's
why. Oh, dude. I love people watching. I love people watching.
So, there's actually a spot. So, because I was on the roof, there's a spot across the road underneath a big tree. I reckon we take a couple of camp chairs. I don't know if you can take an esky or not.
Oh, why not?
Probably give it a go. There'd be no different than what's going on the other side.
Fuck, but mate,
if you sat there, and it was Friday, so Friday's the prime time. But yeah, it's just, mate, and it's like, all classes, mate. Like, there's people in business suits. There's fucking...
Yeah.
And it's right next door to the sexual health fucking clinic as well,
holy
too. So
Jesus.
So I reckon we could probably spend a good couple of hours down there just fucking people
fucking
watching.
Looking at all the fruit loop.
The critters.
Oh, the critters.
Critters.
Yes. Yeah. Looking at the crits.
Mm. So that was, that just come back off that sort of story.
Holy fuck.
A bit going on.
Yeah. There's a bit going on.
Yeah.
So, no, I reckon we have to give the bot the shout out. Has he ever... Oh, Bundy. He's from Bundaberg. Bot from Bundy. I was about to say, I can't remember where he lives.
Mm.
He's a bot from Bundy. So, I wonder if he gets it. Man, yeah.
Mate, I'm definitely doing a road trip next year. So, there's two things I'm going to do next year. I'm going to do the Don.
Yes.
And I'm going to do the North Queensland Elite Radio. So, it'd be nice if we could catch up with a few of these people on the way through. And Ian Baker, I'd like to catch up with him.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe at the Don, maybe do a bit of an interview on him there, so yep. What he's doing in the community, and a few other things too. So maybe take a month off, cruise up North Queensland.
Mate, after my day today, I'm fucking
mate,
pretty much saying, well, fuck, I might be there with you, Braz.
Let's manifest it.
100%.
Manifest this.
Yeah, you've got to manifest it.
Let's make it happen. It's actually even one of the other boys that... I was speaking to, he actually is going to race next year, he reckons.
At the Don. Oh, good.
He reckons he's going to kick. Has he ever done it before? Too. No.
Oh, hey, he's going to kick my ass?
Yeah.
He probably will.
Yep. So, shout out to Jake.
Oh, your no, Jake?
Not my Jake.
He's going to say, fuck, good luck to you.
Have you seen Jake's bike?
Dude, I'm like, he's got nothing.
Mate.
I'll give him a 2-lap head start.
And it's only 1.5 laps. Yeah, not that Jake. No, one of the Jakes that I work with works.
So yeah. How old is he?
Mate,
he's a young fella.
He'd have to be 30.
Yeah, well, fuck, of course he's going to kick a 46.
Might be 27 or something
46
like that.
46-year-old old fart.
Yeah, but nah.
But anyway, if he does kick my ass, I'll work out the age penalty gap at the end of Sunday.
100%, yeah.
You know, but we'll work it out at the end.
You'll come back winning.
Yeah, of course. Fucking oath.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Mate, good to see you in a better frame of mind. Have you got any more calls?
No, that's it, mate. That's for today, we're about 54.
I've got an early start tomorrow.
Yeah, so. We'll call it quits soon, mate. I'm pretty sure I'm going to Fraser Island, so I'm looking forward to that. Haven't done a thing yet. I haven't even got nothing ready.
Don't need to.
I know, but you want a little bit, right?
No, you'll be right.
What should I take for breakfast?
Bacon and eggs.
What should I take for lunch?
Pub. Go to the pub.
Yeah, go to the pub. Dinner?
Dinner. Sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah, sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
What's your favourite sandwiches?
I reckon a steak sandwich.
Ooh.
I love a good steak sandwich.
So you're talking about, so you're talking about cooking a steak.
Yeah, just cook a steak and make bread.
Yeah, so not a burger, but more of a steak sandwich.
Yeah.
That's like a club sandwich.
Yeah.
At a pub, yeah?
No.
Club. No, sorry. Steak sandwich at a pub.
Yeah. That doesn't have to, all it has to be is two bits of bread, butter, cheese, salt and pepper, sandwich.
Sandwich.
That's a sandwich.
Isn't it a sandwich?
It's a sandwich. Fucking love me sandwiches.
Oh, fuck. I've never heard it.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
It's a fucking sandwich.
What the fuck's a sandwich? Is that is that Italian word for pasta?
No, it's just
it's a sandwich.
Sandwich.
Yeah, anyway. So, Fraser Island. Looking forward to it. So,
fuck yeah. Do you need any fishing rods?
Nah.
Got everything?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if I'm going to take any. I might just borrow some of Stevie's when I'm up there.
Yep.
Simply because I've got no rod holders on my ute yet.
Fucking Willie rings me up today too. Says,
yeah.
He's going back to Fraser at Christmas time.
Oh, hot.
So Steve's going away again. So he's going up there to look after his place again.
As in, not 3 months though.
No, not 3 months, but.
We haven't heard from Willie for a while.
Actually, Willie got a new nickname.
You shouted out to him. He was supposed to call him with his first day back at work.
Yeah, he didn't actually. He's still sad.
Fucking hell, Willie.
He's going to be sad.
I know you're listening, so come on. Chop.
So it's not Willie anymore. It's Steamboat.
Did you say Steamboat? Steamboat.
He's fucking off me over this too, so. He only more off me after this, but one of the young fellas walked up to him and said, oh, do you ever get called Steamboat? And Willie just fucking looked at him and went, what do you mean Steamboat? You're Steamboat Willie. I went, oh, fuck, I'm making that stick. Because he's the one that gave me Barney, so from now on, fuck. It's fucking Steamboat. Sorry, Willie.
I'm
actually not fucking sorry at all, so.
Oh, you got a joke? You got any news?
I got nothing, mate. Yeah, come into this fucking, yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing. Even if I had something today, I would have nothing.
Yeah.
Except because of the day I had.
Let's fucking just say, see's bye, fucking no one's coming to save you. Fucking you're going to have to do this yourself. And I'm going to have to look at myself and get out of the head and get into the shed.
You've said that very well. Cheers, mate.
Up. Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes next.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.